tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's July 21st, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. We've got a lot of big stories this weekend, starting, of course, with probably the biggest, Vietnam. Vietnam is setting bans on gasoline motorcycles next year, soon to be followed up by cars. Vietnam is taking bold steps to clean up its streets and quiet them down. Starting next summer, the major downtown areas of Hanoi will ban all gas-powered motorcycles as part of a program to cut back on emissions. The plan will go into effect July 1st, 2026, and then will expand the following year to cover more districts outside of downtown and eventually include gasoline-powered cars as well. Other major cities like Ho Chi Minh City and Da Nang are now studying similar measures. The plan is part of Vietnam's national goal to phase out gas-powered two-wheelers entirely by 2045. And in a country where motorcycles are the lifeblood of daily transportation, with an estimated 72 million on the road, this marks an absolutely seismic shift. Now, I don't normally read Electrek's takes unless they're mine, but in this case, this is from Mike Atoll, and I think he absolutely nails it. Vietnam banning gas-powered motorcycles is a big deal, and not just for local air quality. It's a major signal to the broader Southeast Asian market, where motorcycles vastly outnumber cars. If Vietnam can pull this off, it could become a model for electrifying personal transport in developing countries. So keep an eye on this one. Micah goes on to talk about his own experiences in Shanghai and also traveling in all different parts of Southeast Asia and Europe. Micah, obviously a very well-traveled dude, really knows his stuff when it comes to two-wheelers, especially micromobility. So definitely check out this take and check out the article over at electrek.co. We'll have a link in the show notes. Now, moving on from Vietnam, Tesla might lose its right to sell cars in California amid a false advertising lawsuit. And that is just what it says on the tin. Tesla is facing the possibility of losing its ability to sell cars in California amid claims that its advertising was false. The California DMV is looking to suspend Tesla's right to sell vehicles in the U.S. biggest market for 30 days. The California DMV has been in a legal dispute with Tesla for years over the automaker's advertising of its autopilot and full self-driving capability in terms of its ADAS systems. The agency claims that Tesla is misrepresenting the capacity of its ADAS through the names themselves and how the company and CEO markets them. The California DMV started investigating Tesla for misleading advertising in 2021. We find out now that the company was saying different things to the public than it was saying to the DMV. The DMV sent an official inquiry to Tesla in 2022, asking for it to respond to the claim that it was creating incorrect perceptions about the capabilities of its systems. The DMV has issues with the names of the features themselves, but also brought up controversial statements from Tesla, such as, quote, "The system is designed to be able to conduct short and long distance trips with no action required by the person in the driver's seat." And, quote, "From home, all you will need to do is get in and tell your car where to go. If you don't say anything, your car will look at your calendar and take you there as the assumed destination. Your Tesla will figure out the optimal route, navigating urban streets, complex intersections, and freeways to your destination. When you arrive at your destination, simply step out at the entrance and your car will enter park seek mode, automatically search for a spot, and park itself. A tap on your phone summons it back to you." Tesla's legal response included claims that since it has been allowed to lie about FSD for so long, it should get to keep going, which wasn't persuasive enough for the courts as the case was allowed to move to trial last year. The automaker is also arguing that its warnings to drivers to stay attentive at all times are enough to counter any misleading statements. And now, things are heating up. The court is holding a five-day hearing on the case all week, and the DMV is now trying to get Tesla's dealer license suspended for a month. The department seeks an order suspending the respondent's manufacturer and dealer licenses for not less than 30 days. So it's at least 30 days, right? And seeks an order that respondent pay restitution under government code 11519.1 subdivision A in an amount to be determined in a subsequent hearing. This would have a devastating effect on Tesla's performance this quarter as the automaker is expected to deliver a record number of cars in the U.S. due to the imminent end of the federal tax credit, and California is by far Tesla's biggest U.S. market. Melanie Rosario, Commander Sergeant of the DMV Valley Area Command, is set to testify, quote, regarding her investigations and findings regarding Tesla's false and misleading statements in advertising its vehicles equipped with ADAS features. The California DMV will also call Brian Walker Smith to testify remotely as an expert witness. He is a professor of law at the University of South Carolina, a voting member of Society of Automotive Engineers, On-Road Automated Driving Standards Committee, and has been involved in industry and government use of the language of driving automation for almost 14 years. Professor Smith will testify regarding the language of driving automation. So that's potentially really big news for Tesla, potentially even bigger news for Uber and Lucid. This was an article that we talked about last week. We touched on it on Thursday's show. Uber is set to deploy 20,000 Lucid Gravity robo-taxis. Imagine what that rollout would look like. Imagine what those stock prices would look like if Tesla was effectively told by a legal court system that, hey, you don't have full self-driving, your robo-taxis aren't real, and hey, we're making that a matter of law, a matter of record. So potentially big news for everybody, right? I mean, this is the biggest story in automotive news right now, so can be sure that we will be keeping a close eye on it. Now, all those Teslas, especially if those Teslas are being found out to have not met the initial demand and Tesla has to spend out a bunch of money, they're losing a ton of value. But they're not alone. There's a bunch of EVs that are losing a ton of value. And that could be good news for someone looking for a deal in the used car market. Of course, the used car market is three times bigger than the new car market. And if you're content to let the last guy take that big depreciation hit, you can score a great deal on a reliable, low-mile used car, and you could save thousands on your next EV. Now, I know what you're thinking. These posts are always weird because they're disproportionately impacted by the COVID-era supply chains and obscene dealer markups that came along with them. But if you look at the data, they show trends that are much closer to the kind of thing we would have expected to see before COVID. High-end luxury models like S-Class Mercedes that trade on being new and shiny are taking massive hits, and more mainstream offerings from brands like Toyota and Honda that trade on being reliable, economical, kind of A to B grocery getters are staying strong where it comes to reliability. That usual hit seems like it's being compounded over at Tesla, where Elon's highly publicized political leanings have polarized support for the brand and alienated a huge portion of the market. Now, some of this information is coming from a site called IC Cars. They report that Tesla Model S has suffered the biggest percentage price drop of all makes and models over the last 12 months, showing the pioneering electric sedan's average price in June 25 at $46,000, nearly 16% or $8,800 lower than similar models just 12 months ago. But this isn't about Tesla, at least not intentionally. It's about EVs that have lost the most value since they were first sold new. So if you're looking for a great deal, let's go down the list here. Number one, Audi Q8 e-tron has had a 70% price drop over the last 5 years. You're looking for one of those, you can score a killer deal on those. And this is an interesting vehicle, right? Because when we did a few weeks ago that article about which vehicle loses the least range in summer heat, and recently the VW batteries that showed only like 10% degradation after something like 7 years and 100,000 kilometers, this could be potentially a really great deal. Now, number two, the Jaguar I-Pace. Don't buy a Jaguar I-Pace. Don't buy any Jaguar. We used to tell jokes about these things in the 80s and 90s that you had to have two of them, one in the shop and one to drive. There are other jokes like, hey, you know, Jaguars were really great cars. 95% of them are still on the road. The other 5% made it home. There's a really good reason that car is losing value the way it is. I personally stay away from it. If you love the looks of it, go ahead, but you can't blame that one on me. Number three spot, the Tesla Model S, the Nissan Leaf. No surprise there. You can't find CHAdeMO ports anywhere anymore. Model X, EQS, again, no surprises there. Hyundai Kona Electric, kind of a surprise, I think, because it has kind of slow charging and people are looking more for the Ioniq 5 now. That Kona Electric seems like a kind of a vehicle from the past, like more like a compliance car, we used to call them, but still really fun car, really neat. You can find them out there for $13,000, according to some of these websites, IC Cars, Cars Direct, US News. So, I mean, if you can find that kind of deal and you can get that $4,000 rebate on top of that, man, go get it. Porsche Taycan and Mustang Mach-E round out the list. Really interesting stuff. We'll have links to that, obviously, in the show notes. Again, electric.co. And finally, as if to highlight all of this, this Volkswagen ID. Buzz cost its owner $11,000 in just 300 and 98 miles. Again, high-end vehicles, expensive vehicles that trade on being new and shiny take big hits as soon as they roll off the lot. That's been a lasting truth in the car business, and at least one VW buyer is finding that out the hard way. After teasing a modern bus for nearly two decades, Volkswagen had high hopes for the all-electric minivan. Unfortunately, price gouging, dealer markups, and a drastic overestimation of the vehicle's lasting cultural impact more than 25 years after the launch of the first new Beetle, plus a $70,000 price tag, conspired against its success. Good news, if there's any to be had, is that early flippers are getting badly burned, and you love to see that. There's no indication that the owner of this particular ID Buzz was hoping to make an early profit and flip it, but their experience could and should serve as a warning to others. The van was listed on bringatrailer.com last week. All of the photos are from there. There's a ton more. You should go check them out. They're really neat and give you a good sense of what these cars are like. It sold last week for $61,500. The included window sticker, which is an original and considered a must-have for car collectors, shows that the initial delivery of the vehicle to Fremont Volkswagen of Casper, Wyoming, and lists all the features and equipment that bring the final sticker to $72,385. Now, that is a minimum, right? Because that sticker does not include any dealer markup, and this dealer may have marked it up. For that price, VW saw fit to throw in a set of woven floor mats, but again, Volkswagen of San Bernardino, they marked up their almost identical ID Buzz $35,000 above sticker. They were asking $107,668 for theirs back in December. If this guy had bought one of these and tried to flip it for 30 grand more, or tried to flip it for any amount more, man, he might have had a $40,000 hit there. And of course, there are other articles, other stores out there trying to get $10,000, $20,000, $25,000 over that $70,000 asking price, which is absolutely bananas. It's no wonder that these things are, not really out there. That's all I've got for today, July 21st. Be sure to like and subscribe. We'll have more stories tomorrow about the grid, about energy, about utilities, and all that good stuff. So be sure to check it out.